League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome into In This League on Sports Grid. ITL on Sports Grid with your host, Chris Welsh, Scott Bogman of the In This League podcast fame. I was at InThisLeague.com as well, where we've got a Patreon with all the stuff in the world, ranks through the wazoo for football and baseball. We do live mock drafts, full-on community for joining us in mock drafts, joining new leagues, having access to us, and more. Go to InThisLeague.com today if you want to get in on that, because Bogman and I are all about the fun and the fantasy. And today on the episode, we got 3 hours for you. Over the next 2 hours, we are actually going to give you a little, well, pretty big preview, as a matter of fact, of the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast with a mock draft, a super flex mock draft. Bogman and I put this together. You can get the whole episode in this league on the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast, but you are going to get breakdowns. You're going to get the full draft scope, and you get the full feel with all the beeps, all the creeps, and all the sweeps that Bogman masterfully puts together. And then in hour three, it's actually Bubba, Bogman, and Welsh talking some baseball, playing some games. We'll probably do some blind plays in there, and we got a fun.
I gotta say, that is one of the most fun baseball episodes we've done in a long time with Bubba. I was laughing so hard my face hurt. It was great.
Yeah, it was a good time. I was in a mood. Bubba was in a mood. There's just a lot of goofy stuff. So you got Bubba, Bogman, Welsh. You've got a super flex mock draft. What more could you possibly ask for in these fantasy weekends? I mean, you could ask for, like, you know, NBA Finals and Stanley Cup stuff, but he's talking about that. He's talking about the Celtics and the Warriors and closing out series, and who's talking about the Avalanche, who, by the way, you want a cheat code on, I'm not a hockey guy necessarily, but I have dabbled in betting. The cheat code of cheat codes is find Nathan McKinnon's shots and just take the over prop on whatever book that you can. It's not going to win every single time, but 60% of the time, it'll hit every time. 4.5 was his number game one, and he hit it at 5. I'm guessing it'll be at 4.5 again, but even if it hits to 5.5, it's going to be something you're going to want to take a look at as the series continues on. But Bogman, we're going to be jumping in here in just a tiny bit. Over the next 2 hours, people are going to be hearing us live draft a mock draft over a Superflex mock draft over on Fantasy Pros, which would be so much fun. But there is some football stuff looming out there before we jump into it. What is the most important of all these little elements of these camps and stuff that are trickling in?
I think there's two right now that are big. I think number one is Terry McLaurin not showing up to minicamp, holding out, waiting for his new deal, and Ron Rivera saying, you know, Terry McLaurin will not be traded. Because I think the funniest thing about that is that it's the exact same thing that Mike Vrabel said right before A.J. Brown got traded. Was, as long as I'm the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, A.J. Brown will not be traded. And then, oop, there he goes. So, you know, I don't know if Ron Rivera would have any more pull in his organization than Mike Vrabel does, but he's pretty staunch in Terry McLaurin not being traded. So this is one of those few contracts that looks like it could get ugly. I was a little worried about my boy Minkah Fitzpatrick, you know, because he showed up to minicamp, but he refused to participate. He's like, I'll wear my jersey, I'll hang out, but I'm not playing until I get a new deal. He got his new deal. He's now the highest paid safety in the NFL. So happy about that. But yeah, Terry McLaurin, because I mean, where do you go if you're Jahan Dotson becomes your immediate number one as a rookie? I mean, Curtis Samuel, I guess, is back. Diami Brown, he drafted last year, all with Carson Wentz as your QB. And now, you know, I thought Logan Thomas was going to for sure be ready for week one, but now they're saying they're hopeful he's back for training camp. So like, that's a little bit of those
you
look at
and you're like, so what would you say you do here?
Yeah.
What would you do, Commanders?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, if Terry McLaurin's not going to be there, because he really opens up the entire offense, and the offense is already, you know, a little struggly. I guess Gibson could play more wideout if McLaurin does decide to, you know, not show up for the season. And, you know, the whole Le'Veon Bell thing kind of jaded me about that, because before Le'Veon Bell, we never really had too many holdouts working into the season. I think Emmett Smith was the big one before Le'Veon Bell. You know, I know Priest Holmes was pretty deep into camp. They got him signed up before the season started, all that stuff. So, you know, there's been holdouts, but I don't know. I think guys are more willing to hold out when you look at the, you know, cost benefit analysis there. It's, you know, I'll just hold out. What am I going to do? Not get a concussion for 6 weeks? I'll be fine. So, you know.
My favorite of the news, though, just to point out real quick before we go to break and we start this up, is the apparent urgency on Carolina's side for Baker Mayfield trade, and them now being like, oh, yeah, this quarterback situation is really bad. And this weird situation that Cleveland is in. This isn't the time of year you feel like you've got weirdness at quarterback, but there is. And it's ironic, we're going to be doing this in the Superflex mock coming up here. We're, you know, heavily dealing with quarterbacks, that there is not a lockdown situation across the NFL. The Carolina is desperate. You know, right now they're sitting with Darnold and Carroll or Matt Corral, and you've got Cleveland who, you know, clearly they think they have their future, but what the hell do they do? Because they have
hang
no,
on to Baker.
They got no answer. How can you
Watson's just getting more accusations like on a weekly basis here. So
yeah,
it doesn't look good.
You said there's rumors of potential talk of how Watson could be cut. I mean, I don't know how they would get out of it unless there's a big personal.
Well, that's one of those things they floated to the media. Like, they could get out of the contract. So it's one of those things where they're probably basing fan reaction on if it is a real feasibility. So
yeah, well, it's wild. Coming up here, like I said, you're going to be listening to what we put together on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. It's a super flex mock draft. It's going to be different than anything you ever heard. There's going to be some beeps in there. There's lots of fun clips. These are nicely heavily edited, and you're going to enjoy it. And we're going to be doing that over the next 2 hours.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
But we will take a step in, take a step aside, come back. You're going to be here in the mock draft. And at the end of the hour, we'll reset you again for the rest of it. So don't go anywhere in this league. More coming up right here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door, and after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
And here we go. Congratulations. No one is banned for life. Everybody has shown up. No ban for life. And Toph starts us off with Josh Allen. Shout out again to the new draft room on Fantrax. Big fan. CK takes Jonathan Taylor. Ooh, we got CK. I didn't even think I realized CK was in here. Even though I said his name, CK is an animal. So watch out. This is going to be a rough draft. CK is someone I'm going to throw out. I bet does the late quarterback thing. I could see it.
Well, I mean, just took JT, so he's kind of he's stuck in there for sure.
Ooh, God, Barrow just took Lamar Jackson 3 overall, just in the face.
In the face! In the face!
No! Oh,
Okay, I'll take Patrick Mahomes. No big deal.
This is not what I wanted.
This is good. I like
this
it.
This is not great here. Oh, I'm pretty. There goes McCaffrey. I mean, that's what I wanted. Damn, dude.
CMC.
This is the worst case scenario for me.
We don't make mistakes. We have happy accidents.
I don't have a big run backwards. Do I go? I guess I got to go Eckler, right?
You got 12 picks before you.
I'm tempted to go Cup.
I mean, try it out.
You know what? I'm going to try it out. I'm going to go with Cooper Kupp here.
You see me when I come over today and try it out? Try it out, man.
Ooh, all right.
Did it take?
This is interesting.
All right, Cooper Kupp, I'm going to go off board here a little bit. There goes Dak. See, here's what I want. I want Murray or Hurts to fall back to me, but holy dude. Five in the first eight.
There goes Burrow. This is why I said you got 12 picks or what?
Me and the Gotas. I had like 11 picks. This is not good.
Ow! Me and the Gotas.
Well, this is what happens, dude.
There goes Derrick Henry. Okay.
Eckler's still on the board, too.
Yeah, I would go. Jefferson. There goes Justin Jefferson.
Justin Jeffy.
Oh, y'all waiting on QBs.
I mean, Larry would be a smart gangster. To
double tack.
Murray Hurts here.
He's got to do it.
Absolutely gangster. Yeah. I mean, he's I got to pray go. Murray Rogers or Hurts is what I have to just pray to the gods for.
Eckler for one. Eckler.
He's definitely taking Murray here.
Dude, is everyone, it seems like this first round, people are trying to do the be cool. We're not all taking QBs, you know? Just everybody be cool here.
Hey. Yeah, chill out, Jack.
Why don't y'all relax? All right, yeah. Please.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. We're going to be okay.
Take a this seat. Has got to be a QB.
There's insane talent, though. Yeah, Jaylen. We took Jalen Hurts. Man, I should have just taken Dak.
Because
what kills, too, is like I could have taken Dak, and I probably am staring at Dalvin or Najee coming back. Also, Ja'Marr Chase is there as well. So
I mean, Najee's still on the board.
I know. Do I go no QBs in my first two? Well, I'm now. Chad's taking Aaron Rodgers for sure. I think I'm not taking a quarterback.
Okay.
That's going to be the worst draft I've ever done. I hate it already. I hate this. Why was I at 7? Don't put me at 7. Put me in a good position.
Weren't you one last time or two?
You f***ing asshole.
I hate your face.
Not me, by the way. It's random. So. A-Roid, A-Rod.
Man. I can't take a quarterback in the second round right now. I mean, maybe Russ. There goes Stafford. Oh, my God.
I mean, it looks like you have to.
What is happening?
But you do you, boo.
Holy dude.
Josh.
I mean, I already lost. I already lost. I'm on the worst projected team. Oh, he took Najee. I gotta be honest with you.
Bitch.
That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna take Najee.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, glad to know that you were gonna do it anyway. So.
Oh man, I hate this so much. There's so many picks in between. Yeah, I gotta do it. I gotta take Russ. See, this is what I hate. This is what Superflex is so frustrating. Here's the one thing I'm going to point out to you that I find frustrating about Superflex.
Dude, only four running backs have gone, so okay. The running backs are going to fall to you.
But let me throw this out to you. This is what is frustrating about these type of leagues for me, is you can already feel like the whole thing is done and over. And if you don't get your quarterbacks, like you don't have a chance to win. That's the only thing that is a disadvantage in Superflex. If you don't get your quarterbacks, you cannot win. So if it falls onto the wrong hands here, you're done before the season has even started. And like, I'm actually regretting taking Russell Wilson there. I felt like I should have taken Dalvin Cook. That should have been my play, and then just see what quarterbacks are going. But I legit, this is my first Superflex mock of the year. I don't know where people are going. I don't even know if I could get
it's different Derek Carr coming back. I'm telling you that's what, you know. That's why a lot of people like this, is because it is different. It's different for everybody.
I hate it. It's the worst league. Dalvin Cook went after me. You got Tom Brady with Mahomes. Okay. Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, Travis Kelce. CK is going full no quarterback as well. We have two guys that have not taken a quarterback, Don and CK. Toff just took Swift with his last pick in the second round, and he's got one more pick here. So the quarterbacks have started to cool down.
What, like, Toff has to take a QB here. They, like, to me, because he's on the end, yeah, he took Cousins. There's no choice there. So I got my two. I started Mahomes. My second pick was Tom Brady. Now I'm hoping for I would like Kamara or Javonte to fall back to me. I don't know if that's a realistic ask at this point, but that's what I would like.
It's a possibility. There goes Derek Carr. Oh, man, I can't believe I took Cooper Kupp.
I immediately regret this decision.
There goes Davante Adams. God, everything is stupid.
I think you're going to be okay. I think you get through the first four rounds, I think you'll be all right after that.
Doesn't feel good. Don't feel good. I will tell you this.
I don't like it.
I don't think there goes Fields, man. So both.
I'm going to take Javonte over Kamara. I have Kamara ranked higher.
I would love Kamara to be here for me.
I'm just a little, I'm starting to get a little nervous about the suspension thing. So.
Oh, but Debo's out there too. I'm gonna go Kamara.
You got a wide out.
Yeah. So I think I'm gonna wait on quarterback, and I'm gonna see, unfortunately, how low I can go on QB2. I hate to do it. I really, really do, but there's too much good talent. I need to make there goes Matt Ryan. Dude, this is brutal. Like, I was like, maybe Matt Ryan will be around there. No, there's too much good positional talent. I'm already behind, I think. And I've
okay, well, here's the thing, though. Only three more QBs are going to go because Moyes has one, Porter has one, and Larry has one. But Chad has two in front of you. Josh has two in front of you. So only three more are going to go. So if there are four QBs here, then that you like, you're going to get one of them for sure.
I don't like any of them. I like position players more. Debo went with the ninth pick in the third round, then Stefon Diggs. We got two more picks in the third. So I've got a million picks that are coming up before me. But yeah, there's no quarterback to like. There's Trey Lance. There's Trevor Lawrence. I mean, there's a couple half-decent ones, but nothing. At this point, I can't just... Yeah, can you justify Trevor Lawrence over Nick Chubb, who just went? Like, no?
Yeah, probably not. No.
No. That's what's awful about this. This is why this format is inferior and it should not be played. It's the worst format.
I love that no running backs are going. This is great for me.
I just can't. I don't think I have to have a top five pick. I got to be able to get a quarterback. We have four quarterbacks go in the first five picks. Are you kidding me? You know what? It's going to be funny when we do the projections. You're going to be talking about my team real quick. And at number 12... the Welsh. I went Saquon, fourth round to Porter. Porter's got Jefferson, Chubb, Barkley, and Kyler.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Murray, that's a pretty good start. No second quarterback, though.
I mean, I think everybody knows who I want here. So,
Mark Andrews?
You know what? Mark Andrews is at the top of my list, but I want Fournette here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
In this league,
break it down.
I want an RB because the RBs are going to get ugly too. So there's some good wideouts still. Hill, AJ Brown, Keenan Allen. There's some good ones for sure. There goes Trevor.
Ooh boy. Yeah, I mean, like, there goes Cam Akers. Why would I take Ryan Tannehill? I'm not taking a quarterback. I'll just eat it. I'm a loser.
a loser, a proven loser, and a total loser.
Here's Mark Andrews. Yeah. Oh man. AJ Brown or Tyreek Hill? I think we'll go Tyreek.
Yeah, I got Tyreek still ahead.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Tyreek there. So we'll just see what this loser team looks like. It's just awful.
All right. Come on.
That's the only thing I don't. It's the only thing I've never. It's something you got to be careful about, being deflated in drafts like this. It's like the season hasn't started, and this is not something you can get from normal standard redraft. Like, you can screw stuff up, but like not to this level where you can be like, well, I can't win. That's the only thing that Superflex does. You got everything worked out for you. You got Fournette. Aaron Jones just went, and it's rough in the streets.
this right here is exactly why you mock. You do these mocks to see, all right, I'm going to try going late QB, hate it, didn't like it, let's try another one. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I would have liked more if I would have taken Dak. I could have theoretically had Dak and Russell Wilson and then come back and got Kamara and Hill. Yeah, things would, you know what? Life would be a lot better, actually.
I just think I think Superflex, you're going to feel weird either way, because you're either taking QBs, which it just feels strange to take Mahomes at 5, you know.
Point to then, where he hurt you, the Superflex.
And Tom Brady is my set. Like, Tom Brady was my second pick. Dude was retired 6 months ago, you know. So it's just the feeling is weird either way.
Barrow took Mac Jones, followed by A.J. Brown and Keenan Allen to finish out the fourth round. James Conner was the first pick in the fifth round, so it's coming back. So what are you wanting here? You have two QBs, two running backs. I'm guessing you're going wide out.
Yeah.
I guess you want Deontay.
Deontay is high on my list.
Here goes Higgins.
But I believe, Mike Evans is, I have Mike Evans one spot ahead of Deontay, so that is who I would like to take here.
Oh, well, you know what? Hope it all works out for you, because
me too.
Things Thank are coming you. Up, Bogman.
I appreciate that. I hope it works out for you too.
Yeah, man. Keep coming
up. Oh, damn it. Okay. Well, that was the 1-2 punch that I wanted. So
looks like it is Pitts. I wanted Pitts too. That's the
Pitts was going to be, if Evans went, it was going to be Pitts, but I'll go Deontay. I don't hate it.
Pivot! Deontay
is my one. Feels not great, but it's okay.
I wanted Pitts there, so.
Well, wish in one hand, the other one, see which one fills up first.
Okay.
That hurts a little bit. Jalen Waddle just went, so now I'm up. Metcalf is out there, McLaurin. Running backs are getting a little dicey, though. Jacobs, Montgomery are there. I think I'm leaning Montgomery here. Go with just another running back. I'm probably going to have
Monty's a good pick.
Go heavy on those. Yeah. So we'll go David Montgomery. Get my second back. So I've got Russell Wilson, Kamara, Montgomery, Cooper Kupp, and Tyreek Hill. No second quarterback, though. But there's not much there. I will tell you, there goes Breece Hall. I am honed in, I think, on Zach Wilson coming back.
Zach Wilson. I
can do.
I was about, unsolicited advice here. I was going to be like, don't you need to get that QB?
Yeah, I need to get that QB. But at the same time, I'm trying to do something about, like, let's fill up these other positions and see if something can work out for myself. Because if I chase my tail too much and I pass up on this great talent, then I'm chasing to fill a position while passing up other strengths. And I just don't feel that I have it's a disadvantage if I don't strengthen up my starting lineup, which I'm doing at this point. We had Jacobs, Elliott, or Breece Hall went, Jacobs, Elliott, DK Metcalf. So it's the last pick in the fifth round. We have, let me see. There's no team with no quarterback. There are only three teams with one quarterback, though.
CK RFP, is one of them.
It's me, RFP, and well, he's CK. And Porter's here. Up. Yeah. And he just took fucking Zach Wilson. Motherfucker.
Yikes.
What if the five fingers say to the face?
What?
Slap!
Yeah, that third QB is going to start going here too, I think, pretty quick. So, not this round, but I think next round, people are going to start diving into it.
super flex.
So Jared Goff. I spoke too soon. I guess three QBs will go. So
it's a stupid format. It's inferior. It's dumb. Only idiots play it.
Looks here. The starters left. Watson, obviously dicey. Wentz, Winston, Daniel Jones, Davis Mills, Marcus Mariota, and I guess Trubisky. Those are the starters available left. So,
I mean, I don't even, is it worth just taking? Oh, I'm up. There we
go. You got to take
St. Brown and good. But it's like, should I just take Watson? Screw it. I mean, he's,
I mean, if you take now. Watson, take Baker also. Just take Baker late. Do that. Double tap.
He's just not going to play though. Is he?
If Watson gets suspended and there's talk about him getting traded to Carolina. So, take what? Watson, let's but also take it. Baker late.
Yeah. I like the idea. I like I was going to take Winston. Yay. Oh, I'm so excited. Yay. Stupid. This team sucks ass.
Have DJ Moore just went, real men don't, it must've been Deshaun Watson. Have you seen
my team? Not going to have a happy ending.
Phrasing. Boom. Inappropriate.
DJ Moore and J.K. Dobbins just went. No happy ending for the Welsh's team.
Oh, yikes. Okay. I'm going to queue up. So
yeah,
I would like to, I'm definitely taking a third QB coming back. Hopefully they don't go. Everyone's
you're like, I'm gonna take Baker Mayfield. I'll be like, ah, you go yourself.
No, I want Danny Dimes if he could come back.
Danny Dimes.
CK needs to take one. See, Terry McLaurin's such a good pick. He's taking all values here, CK.
He is. He has his starting wideouts for now. Higgins, AJ Brown, and McLaurin with Jonathan Taylor. RB, though. Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, but he has Kelsey also to go with Derek Carr. It's a really good team. CK's, I bet, is going to be top three here. Amari Cooper
but
just
went.
But
he put himself in a bad spot here because he either has to take that QB here or he has to take an RB. And they're both getting dicey.
There goes Winston. Okay. Yeah, I was just hoping, glimmer of hope, like he was going to fall back and I could take him. But nope, there went Carson Wentz. Lord, they're all gone.
Lordy. Oh, lordy. Come on.
Yep.
Don't take Danny Dimes. I guess I'm taking Dimes or Mills here. That's it. One of them. Get that third QB. Actually, what is the bye weeks on these guys? Because
I am hurting.
Mahomes is 8. Brady is 11.
Kenny Walker. It's a great pick. You're up.
Danny Dimes is 9. So that all works. Boom. All right. Top Acton's in Acton.
I am so annoyed hearing you're so happy. You're just like, oh, that was my pick with George Kittle right there. Are you serious?
Gotcha, bitch.
If it wasn't Danny Dimes for me, Kittle was 2 on my list. The only other guy on my list now is Davis Mills, and I'm taking him off. Tap Davis Baker Mills here. Because the QBs are going. I mean, Baker's probably gonna last, but I mean, maybe
I'm gonna
just
take Mike
Davis.
Williams. I'm gonna take Mike Williams.
That's a good
third wide receiver. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to get into wideouts here too, because the tight ends are, I mean, Waller's still available. That's the last kind of good one. Schultz, still there. He's in the holdout. Yeah,
I actually like Schultz. You know what? Schultz might be my pick coming back. I like Waller, but you know, Adams in there is gonna take a lot. There's some great wideouts that are still out there. I just want to point out Darnell Mooney is still there. There went Patterson just drafted. Marquise Brown, Hunter Renfrow. If you want to risk a Michael Thomas, there's great wideouts. There goes Thomas, actually just drafted. Running backs, not so much. It's not great. We do have a flex, just an overall flex position, by the way.
Flex, so that's, and still, super flex.
Yeah, so that's still on the docket here. We probably should have said that. 3 wideout, 2 running back with a flex and super flex that's on the table. So that doesn't tell you just need 2 running backs. You're going to need more.
I think
there goes Brandon Cooks.
If I can go like super sneaky, can I get extra sneaky?
How sneaky are you trying to get? There goes AJ Dillon.
So I will tell you exactly how sneaky I want to be.
Why don't you tell me right now?
As soon as you pick. So there goes
Darren Waller.
All right. Now I'm really not doing tight end. So.
Yeah, I'll take Schultz if he comes back, but
Brandon Cooks did go. Okay.
But, you know, I probably also need to consider if Davis Mills does make it back or Trubisky. You know, Trubisky, you still think Trubisky will not start, though.
Oh, no, well, look, I hope he starts. But I think if you're the Steelers, well, there goes Davis Mills. Goes. If you're the Steelers, you want Kenny Pickett to start because you spent that first round pick on him. So I hope Trubisky starts because I don't want to throw Kenny Pickett under the bus and throw him to the Wolves week one. And that's what everyone's saying. I just don't believe everyone's saying that it's settled. I don't believe that it's settled at all right now.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's an inevitability that Trubisky starts and all that stuff. I hope he does. And I like that it's trending that way, but I'm not wholly convinced yet.
Because Allen Robinson, I'm one pick away. You know, I might take Trubisky here, even though there's some really good talent on the board. There goes Juju.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
I fear you're underestimating the sneakiness, sir.
And so was that your super sneaky?
Yeah, well, I was Juju goes so late. I was going to take somebody else here and then try to take Juju coming back. So
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love
it. In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because he was way down on the list. He was like off the screen and everything too.
Yeah. So. I saw Juju. I took Trubisky for my third quarterback. There goes Jerry Jeudy.
I'm going to do this. Darnell Mooney.
Ooh, that's a good pick, Darnell Mooney.
Deontay and Darnell are my starters here. So
you still need some more, but there's some good wide receivers out there.
There's still some good ones. Like I can say it because, you know, there's a million picks. Marquise Brown's at the top of the board. He's also at the top of my board.
And he just went.
Okay, well, then never mind.
Yeah, but you...
me, right?
But Gabriel Davis, Hunter Renfrow, Tyler Lockett, Treylon Burks still out there. There goes Damian Harris. I will say this. There are a lot of wideouts, but the tier is going to change here pretty soon.
Mm. Cordero went?
He did go. He went in the seventh round.
Why are you guys making such good picks?
Miles Sanders, Adam Thielen, the eighth round, 12th pick in the eighth round. We're now first pick in the ninth round.
You know what? Maybe.
There goes Mariota.
Yeah.
A little rough right now.
Rough in the streets. Mariota's going.
Things are thinning out. There goes Chase Edmonds.
God, I don't like anyone here. All these players suck.
They do suck. You know, for starting wideouts, by the way, there's only a couple that don't have all three, and you are one of them. Is that your target here?
It's one of them.
Everybody has at least two as far as I'm looking here. Most have three, a couple with four. Ooh, there goes Tyler Lockett. Yeah, so one pick ahead of you with wideout still on the table. I'm really pissed about not getting Sutton. I think I screwed up there. I should have. I like Mike Williams, but I don't know. Maybe I should have taken Sutton. Oh, there goes Bateman. He was on my board.
Yep, I'm flying through the air. This is not good.
Davis, Renfro is a great pick.
I'm not taking Renfro. It's for me here. It's Moore or Burks.
You like Elijah Moore.
I'm going to take the upside since this is my third. I'm going to go with Burks. I know he's got asthma. Everyone's panicked about it. I'm just not going to panic.
I want Dalton Schultz like a fat kid wants this cake right
there
now.
Goes Elijah Moore. So there you go.
Yeah. Give me that Dalton Schultz and lock that up.
Premium position. I like
fatty
it.
Fatty going to eat.
Fatty going to get his food.
Kareem Hunt just went, you know, coming back. I think I really want Tony Pollard.
Yeah, it's a good pick.
I really want Tony Pollard. I just don't know if he's going to make it back to me.
Hmm. Did you see the Melvin Gordon was like, I'm not going to just, you know, oh, man. He's like, I'm just not going to give away the starting positions. Like, okay, bud.
I don't know. Yeah. Actually, that might be my pick, by the way, is Melvin Gordon coming back. Because
they didn't sign him for 2 months. Like, they clearly want Javonte to be the bell cow there. So, you know, Gordon's still going to have a role. That's why they signed him. But I don't think he's going to, I don't think he's in competition to take carries. So,
yeah, the unfortunate thing, I think he just continues his role. But Javonte gets a little bit upset. I mean, Gordon's going to be a part of all of the stuff. But all of the same guys are out there. Michael Carter's available, but you got Breece. Rashad Penny, but you got Walker. Ramondre Stevenson, there goes Olave, just went. Melvin Gordon, you got guys that are blocked across the board. I'm not even seeing the sneakiness of any great running backs right now as I look through this list, which actually is something I got to consider because I have a flex spot that's open and there are better wideouts than running backs available right now. So
this is how you can tell we're in a weird spot in the draft. I was just very mad that Devin Singletary went. And I don't like Devin Singletary.
10th pick
all.
In the ninth. It went Olave, London, and then the first pick in the 10th round is who I wanted, Hunter Renfro. So that's unfortunate.
Disappointed!
I don't want any of these losers.
What? You sounded like a ghost there.
I don't want any of these losers.
Oh, okay. There you go. You're less ghosty now.
No losers. I hate them all.
There goes DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Turning into Bill Belichick there.
You know, the guy is suspended for 6 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to be wasting pick on him in the 10th round here.
Hawkinson. Oh, no. Mayfield just went by Chad. What an asshole. But I got Mitch, but what an asshole he is. Is that his fourth quarterback? No, that was his third quarterback. What a dickhead.
You should take Pickett, too. That way you know you have the starter.
Oh, that's actually pretty smart. Just have all the quarterbacks on the planet.
Well, I mean, if Watson gets suspended, you're down to one. You know.
Oh, Gabriel Davis is who I wanted.
It's a
though.
Good pick.
Damn it.
He gone.
I'm gonna go with Melvin here.
Melvin.
Yeah, it's just running back depth. I can all right, put Don, flex.
Don't take Carter. I want Carter.
You want Michael Carter?
I want Michael Carter. Come on, big money. No way.
Come on, Don.
Come on,
baby. He took Pickett. Oh, I thought Pickett would come back.
Told you should have done it.
What an idiot I am. God.
Michael Carter for me.
Go sit in the corner. Such a dumb I hate everything about myself.
Life is pain. Life is only pain.
Oh my God, you're having a great time.
Oh, man.
Isaiah Spiller, Ramondre Stevenson just went.
That's where we are at running back.
Brutal. Brutal now.
There's good wideouts still on the board. Kirk.
There are.
It's still like Garrett Wilson still there. This is why Woods is still there. See this? All four running backs in a row. Five of the last six picks have been RBs.
That's why you don't need to take Cup 7 overall, probably. But Cup changed.
I mean,
when Gabriel Davis went, the whole tier of wide receivers changed too. That's the unfortunate part.
God. Well, now that James Cook went, never mind. I want Kirk. Kirk is who I want here.
I had James Cook on my list. I had Kirk on the table.
Yeah, the running backs, I mean, you know, at this point, it's like, just take, if you're taking someone, take a risk. Take James Robinson.
Oh,
there goes Kirk. Okay. Garrett Wilson's highest on my list. I just don't like taking all these rookies.
You love your rookies right now.
I like the rookie wideouts. I think they're undervalued overall. So I am going to take Garrett Wilson. But, I mean, how good do I feel taking and two Jets in a row?
You know, Ronald Jones. Yeah, no, I hear you.
The answer is not great, Bob.
Not great. I didn't realize this is fun. Both my starting running backs, same bye week.
Jimmy G just went. That's where we're at.
You took Garrett Wilson. Mm-mm-mm. I don't really know. I mean, there's some okay wideouts. Robert Woods is still dicey for week one, right?
No, I think he'll be okay for week one. It's just a new spot.
McKissick just went. Kadarius Toney, Claypool. And those are some of the wideouts. The running backs are really getting trash here. Raheem Mostert is out there, but I kind of want to go.
I guess I just missed it. When did Brian Robinson go? Or did he go? Still on the board.
I'm going to try to get in. Brian Robinson. Got it.
Yep. You took the correct Washington running back there, I think.
Got him. Gus Edwards.
Gus Bus.
So I got three run. Oh, you know what? See, this way you pay attention to bye weeks. Brian Robinson, same bye week as my two starting running backs as well. And I have Melvin Gordon. So things are going really well.
It's all right. We can, we'll work out a deal or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I could just lose games too.
Just take that week off. That's also a possibility.
Yeah.
I haven't really paid attention to bye weeks. I don't think I have anything terrible here.
9 and 14 are going to be rough for me.
Looks like week 10, I'm going to have Wilson, Carter, Dobbins, all gone.
All gone.
Week 9, Javonte, Deontay, and
Ciante,
Deontay,
Triante.
I'm trying to do an ante on Daniel Jones, but I can't. I don't think it fits.
So I win.
Yep.
What's the name of this game? I win.
Got a 4, 6, 8, and 2. I win. Is there any sneaky RBs?
Algier just went. That was one. James Robinson went right after that. That's not really sneaky. Rashad White is kind of interesting at this point. Mostert, if you just need some production overall. Outside of that, there goes Drew Lock.
God.
You know, this format might be fun just simply for the factor of all these guys that go.
Oh, man.
I'm looking for some upside wideouts, like real upside, because I think there's some good, boring guys. You know, someone I've got on my list is Christian Watson.
Buddy.
I don't know that well, but I don't know if I want to take him over Woods or Toney right now. They're
going
to play Poole and
Gesicki. Chad, you bitch.
You want a Gesicki?
That's I don't know. There's just not good tight ends left. So I got to get a starter. I'll take, I'm just going to wait now, actually.
I think I'm going to go. I think I got to go. Well, Woods or Tony here?
I mean, whoever you take, I'm taking the other one. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that answers that.
That is the top of my list. So.
Yeah. Well, let's take a look at bye week. Oh, well, that answered that. So we're going Tony.
Well, motherfucker.
That answers God the question.
God damn it. Tony. You sons of bitches.
Yes, I don't need to worry.
All right. That was cold-blooded. I don't want any losers. God, another rookie at the top of my
take
list. I can't take more rookies.
Who? What rookie?
Gage. Is Olave still there?
Oh, he went ages ago. He went.
How
in
about
the ninth
Christian
round.
Watson?
I was just talking about him. He is available. That was who I was thinking about taking here.
I can't. I'm not doing that. I'm gonna. You know what? I'm just gonna take another back. And because I have Fournette, I'll take Rashad White just in case.
I like that pick. That would have been probably something I do coming back.
I'll just do yeah, that. That's a handcuff pick here in the 12th round. So, I mean, we have 17 rounds. So, and no kicker, no D as usual. Everybody knows that.
It's a lot of rounds.
So, but it's deep bench, a lot of players. So, it's nothing compared to a baseball draft. You know, we get the bare minimum, no benches in baseball, and it's 23 rounds. So.
This is true. Like a Sam Darnold.
I mean, that's where it is. You know, who are you taking?
Are there really rumors about Watson now being retraded? I haven't heard.
No,
those.
No, it wouldn't be retraded. It'd be released.
Oh, released. And then what? Carolina pick him up? Or did you just say released?
I thought you said probably Carolina. Go to jail. So, you know, I mean, I'm being serious.
I don't mean to laugh, but just how you said that. I'm like, is he going to go to Carolina? I know you're like, no, he's probably going to go to Rikers.
They put you in jail right away.
Yeah, he's probably going to go to federal, you know what, prison. So,
Sam Darnold, Ertz, 13th round, Nyheim Hines, Raheem Mostert. Those are actually a couple of solid picks at this point.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I don't know why. Kenny Golladay just went.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In this league.
Talk about www.com, you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. It is In This League over at InThisLeague.com. Come and check it out today. It's going to just zip you over to our Patreon. We're not going to be killing you with lots of articles and all that stuff. It's just straight up telling you, hey, you want to sign up? Come and check it out. You can be a part of our community and our GroupMe, which is similar to Discord. It's just different. You know, in that same vein, we've got lots of different sheets for ranks if you want to be prepping for drafts, lots of different audio content, live streams, and a whole bunch more. Check us out, InThisLeague.com. You've been listening to a live mock draft, how we do them. We are in Mock Draft 2.0, it's called. And in the future, we're going to be doing just a ton more, and it's a completely different feel. We want people to have fun with it. It is live listeners and ourselves drafting, so not just opening up some like random Yahoo room. We are putting entertainment to it. We're having fun with it. We're trying to take it serious. And coming up in the next hour, you'll hear the continuation, obviously, of the draft, but also you're going to get some parts of the projected endings. We hooked this up to Fantasy Pros, which it's a really helpful tool, I feel like. I mean, projections, you and I are always like, not hypercritical, but just like, hey, you know, be careful, everybody. But I think it is helpful on a grand scope of kind of analyzing the teams, Boggs, that we get instant breakdowns on any league. And that's a good thing that Fantasy Pros has is wherever you're drafting, you can hook it up and connect it. And we get instant results off of Fantasy Pros, not that certain site.
Yeah. I mean, it is, It's interesting. Yeah, you are true. I have been fairly critical about projections in the past, but you know, you can see two things. You can see, number one, did I make mistakes? If you're low in the projections, you know, they're saying you made a mistake. So see what it could possibly be. And maybe you disagree with how they're evaluating a player. And that could be, you know, just a root core thing that you're going to disagree with projections, which happens to me all the time, which is why I don't particularly like a lot of projections, but they are very helpful, because if you continually are doing these mocks and you're continually last, there's probably something that needs to be evaluated from it.
So, yeah, I think, and that's actually where I kind of find it helpful. It's not a be all end all, but you know, if I finish number one, I don't really care. You don't want to necessarily finish at the bottom, but you had a really great point. What I think of value is see the range that you feel about the draft you did and where you finish. And it might tell you and maybe give you a general range of what you might need to fix, as well as how the starters and bench come out. So friends, don't go anywhere. Hour one in the books. Hour two coming up. We'll pick right back into the draft in hour two of In This League right after this break, right here on Sports Radio.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.